Welcome to It's Pretty Personal, a podcast all about sharing South Asian stories. Hey, hello, how are we doing today? Now, I know it's been a while since I recorded a solo episode, and this is really nostalgia to like back in the day when I used to do like solo episodes, I guess. Now, if anyone is wondering, Pretty, today's Wednesday and you normally release on Tuesdays. Correct, I do. But this one was super special because today is officially the first birthday of It's Pretty Personal, the podcast. I remember releasing episode one on the 9th of June 2020, terrified to say the least, but I took a risk and here we are today, a whole year later. And since my baby, literally the apple of my eye, like I think about this thing 24/7. Is this what it's like to be a parent? So my podcast has turned one and I thought it would be really nice to just share the things that podcasting has taught me and to share my podcasting process, because I think the most common question that I get is how do I podcast? And it's something that I've never openly spoken about, but I do have like short snippets and behind the scenes here and then on my social media, especially Instagram. But I've never done an in-depth podcast episode about my podcasting experience and journey. Also, before we get into this episode, don't forget to follow and subscribe to this podcast if you're new. Write a 5-star review if you're listening to Apple Podcasts, because reviews really do help podcasts grow. So please support. And a few of you have been asking how to review the podcast on Apple Podcasts, and it's super easy. All you have to do is search It's Pretty Personal in the search bar, click on the podcast, scroll all the way down until you see a text box where you can select 5 stars, and also you can write a review. And you can also write your thoughts on this episode as well in that review box, because I do read them all. Or you can message me on social media, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Pretty Personal. I'm super excited for this episode, so let's get into it. I wanted to start off with the things that I've learned through podcasting, and I decided on 10 because 10 is a very nice round number. Number one, it's a journey. I wish I can tell you that you release a podcast episode and bam, you will grow at a steady rate continuously. There's going to be roadblocks within your journey, which will set you back. When I first started podcasting, no one told me about people unfollowing or unsubscribing or even cherry picking what episodes they listen to. I've definitely had to learn about consumer behavior and hone in into what my audience wants while still being true to myself. Feedback is so important with anything in life, whether that is a full-time job, dissertations, a business, you name it, feedback is the key to refining your craft and to make it better. But it also reassures you that, okay, cool, like I'm on the right track. So when people do send me messages on how the podcast has helped them and how much they enjoy listening, it really does mean a lot, because I'm like, okay, I'm doing something right. Cool. Confidence. Yes. And that really does keep me focused. Number two, it's basically a full-time job. It's a full-time job on top of a full-time job. With podcasting, you don't just have one full-time job. You have four, because you're a producer, a host, an editor, and a social media manager all in one. Number three, really focus on your why. This is super important because your why is everything. Why did you start your podcast? What do you want to achieve? Basically, why are you doing this? For me, the aim of It's Pretty Personal has always been to bring conversations that we, as South Asians from a diaspora, can relate to give a platform to people who are doing amazing things within the community, and to bring representation into the podcast space. I honestly do believe that there's space for everybody to grow, and we do need more voices, because one person or a handful of people cannot represent a whole community. So if you want to start your own podcast, keep listening or reach out to me on social media or email me, because I'm more than happy to help out. I've also written my why in my journal. So whenever I do feel lost or uninspired, I look at it and I'm like, okay, yes, that is why I'm doing this. Because I feel like when you start comparing yourself to other people who are in your niche, you can sometimes forget your own unique voice, which is why your why is super important, because it helps me be me. Number four, don't ask, don't get. I've had moments where I'm like, don't ask, don't get. But sometimes I stop myself because there's this feeling that I'm imposing on someone. Like, I never want to be that person that messages people and just asks for something, because that's fake and very disingenuous. And creating meaningful connections is a massive thing for me and an ethos for this podcast. But then I wonder, damn, if only I just emailed them or made the first move. I think there's definitely a way to do this, because a lot of times people are very responsive and they are happy to come on the podcast. A lot of previous guests, some of who I now see as my friends, have come onto this podcast by me literally just shooting my shot. So I think the takeaway is to try. But in a way that it doesn't sound fake, or that you will vanish off the face of the earth after you've gotten what you wanted. Also, I think for me, guest connection is very important. I always want my podcast guests to become my friends and to continue having a relationship with them after the podcast episode is over. And my friends actually joke about this. They're like, "Pretty, you literally just want to be friends with every single podcast." I'm like, yes, yes, I do. Because we're a community and a lot of us are working towards the same goal, which smoothly leads us to point number 5. So number 5 is creating a real sense of community. I think community is the key, and this podcast is here to serve a community and to create a community. And I'm super proud of the community that I've already created. Wow, I really say community so much in the last 2 minutes. I want to nurture the people who I currently have within my community. That's you who are listening, the guests who have been on my podcast, and those who are coming on upcoming podcast episodes. The podcast is here because of you. Like, if you didn't listen to my episodes or support me, like, we wouldn't have a podcast. I think for me, I'm so grateful that I've met and interacted with so many people, a lot of whom listen to this podcast. And I guess what I'm trying to say is that there's so many people that I wouldn't have met if It's Pretty Personal wasn't a thing. And there's something super special about that to me. Number 6, numbers don't define your worth. This is something I'm actively working on. There are periods throughout the year where I felt as though I'm not doing enough or I'm not growing as much as other pages. And I used to put a lot of my worth in tangible things like metrics. For example, I used to get really down if an Instagram post didn't do as well as another one did. And I'll be like, is it because I'm not popular enough? Or is this podcast even good? And I'll start doubting myself. And yes, the podcast is great. I would like to believe that you guys agree with me in that. So I think for me, it's a work in progress. I don't want to say that I'm not worried about the numbers because I work in finance and numbers are sort of my thing and they do indicate growth. However, I do want to get into a more healthier relationship with numbers whereby it doesn't consume or control me. Rather, it'd be like, what's happening? Why are the numbers like this? And more of a, okay, cool. It's like this. Let's work to fix it. And just move on with the rest of the tasks that I have to do that day. Like I said, work in progress because nobody is perfect. And I will keep you updated on how it goes. Number 7, sometimes milestones don't make you feel the way that you thought they would. Earlier this year, the podcast hit 10K listens, which is a huge milestone for me and one of the things that was on my vision board. It was my first 10K. And like, I knew it was going to happen sometimes within the week. And then when I did, I genuinely thought I would be so excited, like happy dots, literally main character moment, right? Like, you know, when you feel like you got an A in an exam or you like get your new job. But I feel like for me, when I hit 10K, it was really anticlimactic. It was more of like, okay, cool. I hit it. Okay, on with my day. It wasn't the celebration that I was thinking of. Like, yes, I was hella grateful that I got to that number. And thank you so much for helping me get there. But I realized that I needed to decide what growth means to me. I'm not putting in the work to hit a certain number, but more to serve you guys. So when you send me messages about how the podcast has helped you, or when people reach out and are like, I really enjoy your podcast, I want to be a guest, and they want to spend time talking to me, that always makes me feel like a certain type of way. And that genuinely means so much. Number 8, your vision will always be changing. When I first started this podcast, the vision was all about sharing my life experiences, mindset, and talking to other people about their stories. And if you're an OG stan of the podcast, you will know season 1, I did a lot of solo episodes. Whilst now we have a lot of guest episodes. Season 1 was very different to season 2, and season 3 will be very different to season 2, which is coming out in autumn 2021. And it wasn't intentional, it kind of just happened like that. And now I'm planning for season 4, it's probably going to be even more different. I actually have this really cool vision for season 4 in my mind about what I want it to look like, and I'm super, super excited for it. But I need to start planning for it like literally in the next couple of weeks. And that's the beauty of having a platform. It will constantly change and evolve based on so many factors like feedback or the random ideas you get in the shower or just where you are in life. Like, I'm growing as a person, so the podcast will constantly be growing with me. Number 9, plan. I cannot stress this enough, but planning and being organized has literally helped me so much. Like, I have this motto where I'm like, organized mind equals organized life. And it's honestly so true. As you know, I journal a lot and my journal tends to be very practical. I do listy type plans and ideas for the future. And then I also organize stuff digitally, like spreadsheets and folders. I like this feeling of just being on top of it and like bish, bash, bosh. I know what to do and I know what needs to be done. And if I wasn't organized, I can just imagine myself just like fumbling around, procrastinating and not even getting anything done. I think planning really helps when there's many timelines that you're working on. And when it comes to a podcast, you do work with multiple timelines. You're recording, editing, social media, and releasing different episodes at different times. I think for me, planning also really helps when you do have a guest, because when I do talk to someone, I do want the conversation to have value and be an enjoyable and comfortable process for both of us. And I think sometimes for me, if I don't have a plan, I get really uncomfortable. And sometimes I'm like shy. Therefore, it's also nice to have a plan that I can kind of refer back to if like things are getting a bit too awkward. Saying that, there have been a lot of times where I've recorded and we've literally not stuck to the plan because the conversation was just so natural and free flowing. Number 10, it's okay if you don't want to work on it for a while and learn and refine. Now, these go hand in hand. I think for me, is there's definitely been days that I don't want to do podcast stuff. Maybe because I've had a long day at work or I'm stressed out about something else, that posting on social media or editing a podcast episode seems like a chore. And for the longest time, I will just push through it because I'm like, I have to do this, otherwise I won't be on schedule. Whilst now, I've just allowed myself to have that time off. And if I don't want to work on it, like that's fine. At the end of the day, the podcast is something that brings me joy. And right now it's a passion project. I think it's very difficult to love something that stresses you out. So when it does, I'm like, okay, you're annoying me right now. I'm going to come back to you later when I feel a little bit more inspired. And honestly, releasing episodes each week on your own with a full-time job and studying for exams on top of that is really, really hard. Which goes into my second point about learning and refining. When I launched season 2 back in Feb, I was like, yeah, 20 episodes, one every week. That's so doable. Nah, man. It's not doable. Well, I'm getting towards the end of the season, but a girl is tired. And I try to be so on top of things. Like each episode was edited like 4 weeks before it was due to go on air. And I know now that with the world opening up, releasing 20 episodes is a lot. So I have a feeling that season 3 will be a lot less episodes. But I'm curious, and let me know what episodes and topics you want to hear. And I'll try and make that happen. Because the other thing about learning and refining is listening to your audience. So I want you to be involved because I want to bring conversations that bring value to you. So those are the 10 things that I learned this year whilst podcasting. And I think I do want to make this like an annual thing because I feel like every year will be a very different experience. But now I want to talk to you guys about my podcasting process. First things first, I think about my podcast all the damn time. Like when I shower, brush my teeth, cooking, even when I poop. Like we're friends now, so don't think it's TMI if I talk to you about my poop. But I'm always coming up with new ideas. And I don't know why, but my best ideas always come when I'm like on the toilet or in the shower. So I have a notes page where I write down all these ideas. And then I kind of like think about who in my network of people or on my spreadsheet of dream guests can I talk to about this idea. So once I have that idea, I kind of brainstorm the points that I want to talk about. And then I also social media stalk the couple of guests who I have in mind, especially if I don't know them that well, just to make sure that they're a good fit. Do they fit my brand? Will they be able to bring value to you? Because that, again, that's one of my aims. I want it to be as informative and educational as possible while still being relatable. So once I have all of that brainstormed, I reach out and I email them, or if I personally know them, I just send them a text or a DM. And then that moves us on to like an intro call. So an intro call is basically like a pre-meeting before we record the podcast episode. And it's probably my favorite bit. It's a way for me to get to know the guests without recording. And honestly, these intro calls can go on for hours, which I love. And I think it's such a good idea because then you both start feeling comfortable with each other. And sometimes I'm shy, so I'm the one that needs the intro call more than they need the intro call. And I think, again, it's because a lot of times people are sharing very personal stories on the podcast. So I want to be empathetic and sensitive to that. But also it's a way for us to brainstorm the episode together because each podcast episode is a collaboration because it takes two to have a conversation. Next thing is I do an episode structure. So an episode structure, like I said before, is a plan. And it's a way to collate all the topics that we want to talk about. So questions we plan to ask, what games we're going to play, and also the key points that we want to deliver in each episode. And then we record. And due to COVID, a lot of the recordings have been via Zoom. But now that things have been opening up, I would love to do more in-person recording. But I definitely need to find a place for that. So if anyone knows any places in London where I can record, like, please let me know. And then we go on to editing. I can tell you that this is every podcaster's worst dream. Most podcasters that I know hate editing because it is the bane of our life. Honestly, the worst part of podcasting genuinely is editing because it's so long and so boring, but it's also one of the most important things that needs to be done because it's where you go through the episode with a fine tooth comb. That's honestly why it takes me 4 days to edit an episode. Why are all the important jobs so boring? Then we go into social media creation. So all the assets you see on my Instagram have been created through Canva. Sometimes when I have some downtime, I kind of flick through Canva's templates and see, oh, that works well. Does that fit my theme? I tend to have all the social media assets ready like a week before the episode is due to air, just so that I don't get stressed out and I can just post it. And then we release an episode. So I tend to upload the episode a day before so I can schedule them. And I think that's really important because obviously I have a day job and I don't want to be stressing about releasing a podcast episode when I am working my full-time job. So I think for me, like just the night before, I just make sure everything is okay. I add in an intro, I add in all the jingles and stuff. And then I listen to it a couple of times just so that I make sure that it's a nice clean listen. And then I upload it. And finally, as you know, I will post on social media throughout the week. And on Instagram, that tends to be 4 times a week. And on TikTok, it's every single day. And Twitter, I don't know. I have days where I will tweet like 50 things and then there will be like 5 days where I just don't tweet. I just don't understand Twitter. Like it's so complicated. I just don't get it. I really hope that helps. That is literally my process of how I podcast. And I wish that someone had given me that advice when I first started, but it's something that I've had to learn and refine as I go along. And now I feel like I'm pretty comfortable with my podcast process, but it has also taken me a year. And I also wanted to answer some of your questions because I did ask a couple of days ago on Instagram what you guys wanted to know. And there were quite a few, but I've just handpicked a few. So the first question is, what mic do I use? So I use a Samson Q2U mic, which was super cheap. I think it was around £50 off Amazon when I initially bought it. And I did a lot of research around mics and what was the best mic. So definitely research before you buy. I think the Samson Q2U one is like dual. So it's a USB mic, but it's also the one with like an XLR cable. So if you do in the future have loads of people, you can kind of just plug all your mics into like one recording device that will record for you basically. That's me getting super technical right now. Who am I? I'm not that technical as a person. I'm literally there like, what is the simplest thing? Please give it to me. But I do think it's a really good mic. It's a mic that I'm currently using and I probably will end up using it for the foreseeable future. Next question is, what has been my favorite episode? Oh my God, this is so hard. I really do love them all. I really do. Like, I don't put out an episode that I don't like, but I really did enjoy the Grown Up Desi one with Anjali. That was super fun because it was a trip down memory lane. But I also really did love the one that I did with Jessica about our Bhangra journeys. And I think it was super nice to chat to just one of my closest friends. We got to talk about something that was a massive part of like our 20s, which was Bhangra. And I feel like Bhangra isn't that spoken about in general, especially UK Bhangra. So I'm so glad that I was able to bring something that I'm so passionate about onto my platform, which is also something that I'm very, very passionate about. So it was like a passion collide situation. Okay, next one is, what aspects of the podcast bring me the most fulfillment? I genuinely think it's talking and interacting with people. I love the pre-record chat because, like I said, it's just a way for us both to just be open and just have a chat. And I really get to know the guest like on a very personal level, which I love. But also, I love talking to people and interacting with people over social media. I guess that talking to people brings me fulfillment. Yeah, I really just enjoy chatting to people. How long does it take me to make a podcast from start to finish? I think it's different for different episodes. Like a solo episode like this can take a day. Like this is literally taking me a day because I've written, recorded and edited it all within the same day. And I'm probably going to upload it today for it to come out tomorrow, aka today. But then there's others that I've pre-recorded for months. Like some of them I've pre-recorded over the November lockdown and they won't be released until season 3. So it really, really does depend. Okay, next. Did I achieve what I wanted through the podcast and how has it changed? Yes, I do think I've achieved what I wanted with the podcast, but it's only just the start. I wanted to create a platform that brings South Asian representation into the podcast space. And I really do think that I've done that. But I think the podcast has also changed in how it's done when I'm like focusing on other people rather than myself. Man, there were so many questions, but I think I'm just going to leave it at that one. Otherwise, this episode will literally go on forever. Before we end this episode, the other day I was really in my feels and I decided to write a letter to myself. So I decided to write a letter to Brithy a year ago, who was actually terrified of putting herself out there and was so scared about this unknown path ahead of her. So here goes. I legit like wrote a letter. Dear Brithy, hi. I know it's scary to put yourself out there and getting out of that comfort zone, but girl, you've been wanting to do this for ages. Remember when you had that idea back in September 2019 on the train back from work and how you just wanted someone to relate to and understand the things that you were going through? You did that. You are going to create a platform not only to share your story, but also the stories of some incredible people. I know you're worried about what people will say and how your circle's going to react, and that fear and those tears are valid. But honestly, you have nothing to worry about because you have an amazing support system and they're always going to be your cheerleaders. But guess what? You're going to make some incredible friends through this podcast from all over the world, and you're going to have conversations with people that you used to dream about talking to. I wish I can say that it's going to be easy and that with a tap of a button, you're going to get loads of listeners and your podcast will pop off. It's going to take time, but like anything solid, you need to have a good foundation. You're going to feel imposter syndrome, obsess about numbers and feel burnt out, but you're also going to get past that. Trust me when I say that this journey is going to be a roller coaster. The highs are going to be super high and the lows will be, well, low. But everything is a lesson and you're going to learn so much about podcasting, about different topics, but more importantly, about yourself. Girl, trust me when I say your confidence and networking skills are going to improve bears. I'm so proud of you for uploading that trailer. And by next year, you would have finished season 2 with over 40 episodes published. And I can honestly say that this is just the beginning. You got this, girl. Thank you for listening and supporting this podcast. Like I said, this is only just a start and season 2 is now actually slowly coming to an end with 4 episodes left. If you do like this episode, then please send it to your friends or share it on your social media. It will be the best birthday present of all. And if you ever want to share your thoughts on an episode, you can on social media. You can tweet me or send me an Instagram DM on It's Pretty Personal, or alternatively, you can email me at itspirationalpersonal@gmail.com or of my social media links in the episode description below. And like I said before, if you're listening to Apple Podcasts, then please do subscribe and leave a review and also 5 stars. But I guess I'll speak to you guys next week. Take care. Bye. Wait, don't go yet. If you want to hear something that will make your day, then keep listening till the end of this outro, because I thought it would be really funny to add in some bloopers, my mess ups from today's episode. So enjoy Preeti being an idiot for the next how many minutes? Enjoy. I've really messed this up. Oh my God. Okay, bloopers are definitely coming back this episode. The ice cream van is so ruining my vibe right now. Okay, thank you. Ice cream van! I feel really sorry for editing me because I literally need to get this up in like the next 3 hours. I'm going to start this one again. Ice cream van! I don't know if people can hear that, but it's like... It's a nice day for ice cream, you know. But can you not please? I is recording. What? Voice? You can sometimes forget your own unique... Why can I not say voice? I think voice. Voice.